Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday bringing you the programming from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Well, on Mondays, we play the homily that I gave over the weekend. And this particular homily comes to us from our 4 o'clock PM Mass on Sundays, actually Saturday afternoon. And this was all about talking about how Paul calls us to be children of light. As you know, I really warn against the fact that people may think that being a Catholic is a moral system. And if you really understand Catholicism, that's not true. It is a relationship with Christ, and that relationship with Christ leads us to live in a way that, as we see from today's reading, calls us to be a light that shines into the darkness. So I explain all of that and I highlight all of that. And by doing that, we understand that if we get caught up into this being a moral system, you can be an atheist and follow a moral system. But we're called to have that relationship with Christ that leads us to be a light that shines into darkness. So that's the focus of my homily today. Again, this comes from the 4 o'clock PM Mass, Saturday afternoon at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are a couple interesting phrases in the Bible, and some of them you wonder why they are there, and others you say, you kind of laugh when you see them and you go, do they realize that's humorous? Let me give you an example. Exodus 16, verse 15, almost sounds like you could see it in the movie Airplane. The Lord has left manna in the desert. And Exodus 16, 15 says, and they looked at the manna and said to themselves, what is it? Because they didn't know what it was. Fairly simple. There's another part in the Bible as well. Leviticus has an interesting rule in it. And in Leviticus it says, do not put an obstacle in front of a blind person. And you have to ask the question, why do you have to have that rule in there? Isn't it fairly obvious? But there is a rule. It's literally in Leviticus. This is God speaking to Moses to speak to the people. This is a rule that is in the Bible. Do not put an obstacle in front of blind people. And there you go. And when you look at that, you see that those rules and those things are there for a reason. And you wonder why. I don't know if you heard of something that happened this week. This week, there was a young hockey player for a university in Pennsylvania who was in a bar, and right next to the, and he happened to be standing outside the bathroom. And right next to the bathroom, there was a wheelchair. And the reason why the wheelchair was there is the person who used the wheelchair was in the bathroom and actually had to be carried to the bathroom. And he happened to see this and thought he'd have a little fun and rolled the wheelchair down the stairs. And when I saw that, he went to a university and I said, please let it not be a Catholic university. Please let it not be a Catholic university. It was. And therefore, I said, now I know why that rule is in Leviticus. Some people have to be told, do not put an obstacle in front of a blind person. Do not roll wheelchairs down the stairs. Now, the reason why I tell that is, you know, when I talk to you about these things, one of the things I always say is remember that we're called to a deeper level than the rules. And as we see what the Pharisees are doing, you shortcut with the rules. This is the rule, I have to follow the rule. You're shortcutting that relationship with God. You're just going, this is the rule, I have to follow the rule. And it calls to a very superficial way of living. But we're called to a deeper level, which means seeking the wisdom of Christ. And by seeking the wisdom of Christ, we know how to live our faith. And one of the interesting things we can see is in the letters of Paul, he actually gives us a deeper standard. Because if we seek, we're following the rules, that's what the Pharisees do. Well, we have to follow the rules. But what is the standard St. Paul says? He says, you are children of light. It's a very higher standard. You are called to be children of light. And what do children of light do? They shine light into darkness. That's what he's talking about. That's what our call is. It's actually in the teaching on baptism, that when you are baptized, you are enlightened in Christ. Because we're called to live, as you know, at that higher wisdom that teaches us to live in a different way. And so when we understand that, we understand that we're called to live in a way that is not just yes or no or good or bad. It is following the wisdom of God. And by doing that, we're called, as St. Paul says, to bring light where we are going. It's an interesting way to look at it. I was kind of thinking of it this way. You can walk in the supermarket, you walk down the household products aisle, and you see all these household products, and you see all the different cleaning things you can use. You can use this for cleaning windows, and you can use this cleaning toilets, and you can use this for disinfecting, and use all this stuff. And all these things are there that you can buy. There are two products there that if you had 1 year of high school chemistry, you know you were never to mix. And I'm not going to say what the products are. If you don't know what they are, ask someone. You're not supposed to mix. If you do mix them, it's deadly. As a matter of fact, in Burlington a couple years ago, there was a case of apparently someone who did that, mixed the two simple household chemicals. The manager saw it, immediately called everyone to leave the restaurant and the kitchen immediately. Get out. He tried to fix it, he died, and they eventually had the fire department come in to fix it. Don't mix those two chemicals. But if you understand why, that it's not a rule. If you see someone, which is usually the way it works, saying, well, if this stuff cleans and this stuff cleans, if I put them together, it's really going to clean. You see someone to do that, you're going to step back and go, no, don't do that. Why? Because you understand more deeply why you're not supposed to do that. You know that that's going to be disastrous. So you tell him, don't. You're working at that higher level. And therefore, that's kind of what Paul is saying. Work at that level that we're called to be agents of light, not simply knowing rules, but coming to live the faith in that powerful way that it touches everything we do, which is a different standard and a more difficult one, higher standard. One of the things that I'm not a great fan of examination of consciences when people, I mean, I like the practice, but the little rules they give you, some of the little pamphlet examination, I mean, they're okay, but one of the things that bothers me is sometimes you can read them and I can go, an atheist can do that. I mean, there's nothing in there that an atheist shouldn't do. Did you steal today? No, actually, I didn't. And all that stuff going down the line. And you know that you could go through a million of the examinations of consciences and you will never see one that says, do not push a wheelchair down the stairs, or for that matter, did you put an obstacle in front of a blind person? But if you're looking for a good examination of conscience, to simply ask you yourself these two questions. Where was I an agent of darkness, and where was I an agent of light?
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, which connects to the parish St. Anthony in Alston. You can also find us at stanthonyalston.org. All kinds of things you can do through CatholicAudioMedia.com, SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. Well, last week I had a bit of a glitch, and the glitch led us not to air the programs originally scheduled for last week, which was the second half of our interview with Scott Schaefer Duffy. So we're airing those programs this week. On Friday, we'll hear from Father Adriano Zanda. And I was talking to him yesterday, and he is in Florida again. So he's studying, as you know, communications, because he runs one of the largest Catholic TV networks in the world, and you probably haven't heard of it because it comes out of Brazil, not out of the United States. It is, of course, the Canção Nova community, of which I'm a member as well, and he's studying TV communications and everything, and obviously he's really good at radio as well. But anyway, you'll hear him on Friday from one of his previous programs. He talked to me. He said he really would love to do some more radio shows, but you know, he's so busy studying and running the network. So there you have Father Adriano. We'll hear one of his previous programs on the commandments. In the meantime, Scott Schaefer Duffy, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.